I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Persecution against Christians is a major problem in India. Despite that, Gospel for Asia is doing all they can to spread the gospel message to even more people. GFA's KP Yohannan says persecution against their people used to be isolated, but now...
It's a normal daily thing that our pastors, missionaries are beaten up, abused, churches burned down, and I'm certain this increase in persecution has everything to do with the number of people coming to Christ.
Their Christian radio programming, now in 103 languages, is contributing to that. 11 languages were just added. Funding is needed to expand to 200. Next, E3 partners Tom Doyle says they're planning an international conference at the end of January. It's the first step in laying the groundwork for a global body. E3 partners wants to resource the global church and create a support network. Many of the people they work with are in creative access countries.
I think the most important thing is to just pray for the church to stay bold in the midst of it. They know that if they're evangelistic, it's going to rock the boat and there will be some Muslim backlash. And they are like us, that at times they get tired and frustrated, but they ask that we would pray for their boldness.
And Japan is a country facing rapid social change and insecurity. Traditional and modern cultures combine to form a tremendous barrier to the gospel. In the next 2 weekends, Send International is reaching out to Japanese young people through Christian music. Many students invite their non-Christian friends, pray that the gospel will be clearly presented through the music and that many Japanese youth will come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.